This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in, toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, somebody on the internet is saying that libertarians are becoming fascists.
Somebody on the internet says,
I can't come to bed. Somebody on the internet is wrong.
So we're going to get into that. Mark, you have the story that's on the way. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
We're going back to your phone calls first, though. Joe called in at the very end of the last hour. I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out, Joe. So go ahead.
Hey, I just think, you know, I've been on Facebook for like a year and a half, probably 2 years now. But
off? You said you've been off Facebook or on Facebook? I'm sorry.
Off. No.
Off.
No,
okay.
I don't do it anymore.
Gotcha.
But, I mean, it's, and I'm getting ready to get off Twitter because that's just as bad as Facebook. But the, it's behavior modification, man. I mean, I know they're voluntary. You don't have to use their sites. They're private companies. They have their own rules.
Yep.
But it's like training a dog. The dog does something you want or does what you want, you give it a treat. If it doesn't, you scold it. And it can't be good. It just can't be good for our brains to have that was it, dopamine hit, you know, all these retweets and likes and all this stuff.
Yep.
You know, and then, you know, they'll threaten if you say the wrong thing, you cross this little line here, you get politically incorrect or whatever.
You're done.
You know, they'll suspend you or ban you or whatever. So people don't really say what they think. It's not really a free speech platform. And you got adults, you know, who are scared to speak their minds. And, you know, I know, like I said before, it's a private company. They have their own rules. But I just think if there's a platform similar to these platforms, which was a little more forgiving. You know, I'm not talking about calling for people's deaths, that kind of crazy stuff, but,
right,
you know, just stuff that arguing with people about politics or whatever.
There are some alternatives.
Yeah. Some of the problems with Facebook, though, are endemic to and inseparable from the type of media that it is. For example, anything that shows you other people's news feeds, unless they allow you to substitute your algorithm for their algorithm, is choosing what to put in front of you. And by doing that, they can alter their mood. They can irritate you by showing you the kinds of stories that they have found irritating.
Hasn't Facebook done experiments just like that?
Facebook has done experiments like that, and they work just fine, and logic shows no reason they should not. If you see a bunch of nasty news stories on Facebook all in a row, it's going to change the way you feel. And
it
the
could.
Only solution to that is to have you in control of the algorithm that controls what you see. They can give you a default algorithm, but you would have to be able to alter it and it would have to be under your control.
Couldn't the algorithm
take away that power from
just be chronological?
Rage bait.
Yes. Yes, it could.
It's rage bait.
It could. The thing is, you would never know
if it
was really following the algorithm.
Because you can't read the code.
Yeah, you can't read the code unless that code is running on your computer.
Right, if they shadow ban somebody, then you would have no idea, right?
So the way it would work under a system that I would design would be they would send you the whole set of messages, and you would then send back the list of messages that you wanted to see. And then you would control how they were sorted.
So the if you're looking for chronological, Mastodon does that. That's the alternative, the decentralized alternative to Twitter. And Twitter purportedly does it, but again, you don't really know because they're closed source. Mastodon is open source, and so you can know in that particular
about the
case.
Dopamine hit that the caller called.
Yeah.
What's Joe? Thank you, Joe. Sorry about that. I don't have the computer in front of me. Ian does. Yeah, I was. My son, you know, watches YouTube and that sort of thing, and he has internalized in some way, like a priority or a you know, he cares about likes. Right? Because he watches YouTube videos, now he cares about likes. Well, there couldn't be a worse thing to care about in the world.
I'm glad you finally adopted that viewpoint, because you cared a lot about likes about two months ago.
Oh, I care about likes on you know, stuff that has to do with my business.
All still irrelevant.
Well, it's not irrelevant.
It is.
Okay, so
it's just somebody with some opinions on the internet.
Things are relevant because people say they're relevant. That's what kind of what relevancy is.
You can't sit here and tell your son that likes aren't important when you're freaking out about likes.
No. Hold on. Let me make that statement.
Or at least your son might not like it.
Let me adjust the statement. I wish my son didn't care about likes.
Maybe you should set a good example for him then.
No. Well, look, because I am not a fool.
Do as I say, not as I do,
I understand that likes are important when it comes to my business.
They're not. They're really not.
Okay, well,
I'm telling you they're not.
Okay.
It's not
you notice most of these...
There's 90,000 of them right now on that Facebook page, and it wouldn't matter if we flushed it down the drain tomorrow.
Why not?
It wouldn't matter one iota. You can't even reach those people.
Why not?
If you post... unless you pay Facebook.
You can pay Facebook to reach them.
You can pay Facebook. Yeah.
Well, you can also use networks to do it. I mean, if you really encourage people over the air to go share that article, then each person who shares it is going to marginally increase the number of people who see the article. So there are things you can do with
you're
it.
Using broadcast to augment it, though, in that case.
Yes, exactly.
But you can do that with anything. You can have somebody share any old post on any kind of system, whether it's Facebook or not, whether it has bunch of likes.
Well, what you can't
relevant.
Do with any system that isn't Facebook is reach the people who are on Facebook.
In theory, you can reach
a lot of Twitterers
on Twitter.
But
fewer every day.
That's true, and I would be
And that's the myth of Facebook, is that you can reach those people. That's what they want you to believe, and that's what they've made it harder and harder
to do. It's an advertising platform. It's really good for reaching people if you pay them.
Exactly.
And you know, that
it didn't used to be that way.
It breaks his miserly little heart that's what their whole plan was in the first place.
No, really, if that's what they want to do, that's fine. I'm just not going to be there. So it doesn't break my heart. They can do whatever it is they want to do. I have no love lost for Facebook. I was breaking up with Facebook. Took me about 5 years, but I uninstalled their app several years ago, and then I weaned myself off of the dopamine hits that Joe's talking about by stopping myself from using the notifications tab, because I used to go up every time there was one little indicator. As soon as there was one indicator on that notifications tab, I was clicking on it just to see what it was.
I found that Facebook doesn't make me happy generally. And I have a personal feed that I use, and mm-hmm. I try to get rid of any political content from there. But it keeps coming back because people have opinions.
Yeah, that's the thing. People have opinions. The thing that you were upset about that was regarding likes was somebody saying something negative, and that negative comment had likes on it, and that was upsetting to you because it had likes on it. And I was trying to tell you it doesn't matter.
Because of the likes, it's getting more views, and it gets more
views. Who cares? Someone with an opinion had somebody like it on the internet. It's irrelevant. I mean, I feel like I'm talking to your son right now.
I don't know.
Go ahead, Joe. Anything else you want to share?
I'm just saying that, you know, I've noticed a lot of the big tech gurus out there are coming out and saying they don't let their kids use it.
Really?
Because they know what it does. And, you know, try giving up social media for a week, man. It's like quitting cigarettes or something. You know, I mean, it is. It's it may be a little exaggerated, but.
I think it's worth technology the exaggeration.
Joe, thanks for your call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you, and that's one of the things I'd encourage Mark to do when he was freaking out about these likes. I'm like, look, just you're on vacation. Take a break from it. Just put it away. Don't log in for a week, is what I said to you. And you kept coming up with excuses as to why you couldn't do it, and it was so important that you were using Facebook.
No,
Yes, that's exactly what happened. You can deny it if you want. But
it's a platform for disseminating information.
That's what they want you to think, but it's not really very effective at it. As
well,
we've just covered
very
here.
Effective.
If you pay them.
Well, no.
Are you paying them?
If you come from a personal account as opposed to a page, mm-hmm. Then you have more, you know, power.
Really?
Yes. The personal account, you can't boost a post. A page, you can boost a post. Mm-hmm. So a page has the ability to reach more people than a personal account if they pay.
If you pay.
But in all likelihood, they will get far fewer.
Yeah. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. However, you still aren't going to reach but a fraction of your personal account viewers because there's, again, no guarantee
likes,
that they're going to show
reach,
up.
Reach a lot of them.
There's no guarantee they're going to you're going to even show up on their feeds. More coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us. 855-450-FREE. It is Free Talk Live.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, are libertarians going fascist? That's what one person on Medium has to say. And, Mark, you said you wanted to share that tonight, so we're going to get to that. It's Ian, Rich, and Mark in the studio, and our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. And also, I want to make sure you know about Liberty.menu. If you are a liberty-minded person, if you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you belong over at Liberty.menu. You can put the things that you do there. Maybe you've got a business. Maybe you have more than one business that you do. Maybe you're a digital content creator or perhaps an events coordinator. All of those things have categories over at Liberty.menu. It's basically a tool to allow other liberty-minded folks to find what you do and vice versa. So head over to Liberty.menu and put your voluntarist ideas into action and find out where other liberty-friendly businesses are. Maybe give them some of your business. Use code FTL when you sign up on your user profile to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. That's Liberty.menu. As we continue here, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Let's talk to Steve. He's in Virginia listening to WNIS. Hello, Steve.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, my opinion is this, and I've talked to several African-Americans, and they've told me the same thing. If the governor of Virginia, who is in a scandal for a yearbook photograph of being either in a Klan uniform or in blackface, had been a Republican, they would never give him a second chance. They would have just wrote him right out of office.
Okay, I remember hearing this news story from a couple weeks ago, right?
And now it's gone.
Mm-hmm. Well, he came out and apologized or whatever, and you're saying if he were a Republican, it wouldn't have gone the same way. You might be right.
No, I've talked to African-American people, and they say the same thing. If he was Republican, they'd have stayed on his high box until he was gone.
I think that people generally have a doubled standard when it comes to the political party with whom they disagree the most.
Oh, yes. And I have my own opinion about that, too.
Okay, well, tell me it.
Okay. As long as you do like Master tells you, you can stay on the plantation. We'll give you free health care, Medicaid, housing, Section 8, food stamps, and clothing, welfare.
But you have to do what?
You have to vote Democrat. And we'll let you stay on the plantation.
The Republicans aren't taking away the welfare.
You can conceivably vote Republican. I mean, yeah, it's a blind ballot.
Right, but they don't.
Oh, right, that's true.
Oh, sorry, Rich, try that again.
Yeah,
how do you know?
You can tell by the fact that I listened to a African-American the other day on another radio station talking about there aren't any African-Americans in the Republican Party.
And there aren't many.
He didn't know why. And the point there is, definitely if they know that way, they're ostracized.
Okay. So
yeah, if they say they voted that way, they're ostracized. I imagine that my guess is, this is just a guess, that black males voted more for Trump than they'll say they did.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
I would say that, I mean, black culture tends to be culturally conservative. And so, you know, there would be, I would imagine, a certain attraction to the policies that Trump talks to with respect to homosexuals and transsexuals, for example. Because, you know, they're generally not very popular with the African-American community for a variety of historical reasons.
Yeah, I'd say that largely it's one of those situations where most voters vote the way they vote because they think that for whatever reason the other party dislikes them. Or is against their particular goal in the most important area. So, you know, I think most gay people vote Democrat because they think most Republicans, that more Republicans hate them than Democrats hate them.
Yeah, well, I mean, if the Republican Party could get rid of the religious right, if it was somehow a three-party thing, well, Constitution Party, I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they'd
one
be
more
a
thing
great
that
fit
I did
there.
Find out. I talked to a lot of African-American women who did not like Hillary.
Well, I mean, a lot of people didn't like Hillary. She was awful.
Right, but I mean, she was expecting that vote, and I don't think she understood that they did not like her.
Well, I gotta say, it makes me uncomfortable to hear somebody say they didn't do this, they don't like that,
yeah.
Because
from a different demographic.
Well, the statement can be made based on statistical analysis, though, and I think the polls are in, and the polls do say that as a group, African American women did not tend to lean toward Hillary Clinton.
You could say a majority.
Vote for Trump.
You could say a majority of them did or didn't do something. You could, you know, be more specific
right.
If you say they. Then, you know, it sort of unfairly groups people together where they may not necessarily want to be grouped.
Well, if it's based on an actual reasonably scientifically administered poll, and what you're saying can be extrapolated clearly from that poll, then I don't think it's an unfair grouping. I think that's exactly why they keep demographic information on polls.
Ian doesn't like the English language's use of generalizations. So the way people talk is they'll say...
Oh, he's an anti-labelist.
He just doesn't like it.
I know a lot of anti-labelists. if there's one thing you can do to make an anti-labelist head explode, you just call him an anti-labelist. And,
I'm definitely not anti-labels. I mean, I like finding terms that are acceptable to me, but I'm only talking about myself in that instance. I get uncomfortable. You know, it's almost sounds like, you know, somebody might be a racist. I'm not saying that about you, Steve, if you make generalized statements about people based on their race. I mean, that's not
necessarily... Yeah, when you start getting to the negative generalized statement...
Then it becomes racist.
I don't know that it becomes racist. It becomes very uncomfortable very quickly.
So I always like to acknowledge
but the
existence of the individual and say that people are different. So if you want to be specific and say 2/3 of black women didn't vote for Hillary, or, you know, 1 out of 3 or whatever, then that would be more acceptable, I think.
Yeah, well, I think it is a good idea to, as much as possible, give the real numbers and, you know, not everybody knows the real numbers all the time. I mean, they found that 93% of statistics used in Facebook debates are just pulled out of somebody's
That's what Abraham Lincoln said.
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln said
that. I saw it on the internet. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to Charles in Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Charles.
Hey, what's up? So, I just wanted to, I've listened to your program, then I've been thinking about other things. So, but what I really wanted to say was, I listen to your program a lot, and, you know, Bitcoin, and you talk about gold, and you talk about, you know, different political parties and whatnot. Well, thinking outside of the box, when it comes to food independence, what do you really want to spend your Bitcoin on? What do you really want to spend your gold on if some, you know, grand emergency, end-of-the-world scenario, whatever happens? Well, everybody's got about, you know, people want to eat. You got to eat, right? So everybody's probably, most people probably have access to at least 100 square feet, 10 foot by 10 foot, to garden in. And it's a really revolutionary thing, if you think about it. The victory gardens in World War II.
Now I had gardens for we had a garden for years.
You didn't overturn the state.
I raised pigs. There's nothing revolutionary about growing your own food.
Hang on, Charles.
I'm willing to talk to you.
Yeah, we can discuss.
I'd love to hear your premise.
Yeah, the toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You didn't undermine the entire banking establishment.
Well, they sent the men in black out to my house, and I think we all got zapped by the guns, and I don't really remember the experience.
All right, more on the way here. 855-450-FREE. We got the live Sunday edition continuing here. It is Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Christchurch, New Zealand, 50 people were killed and 50 more hurt in 2 mass murders at 2 mosques. There's word of one worshiper who took action.
There is one man who was inside the mosque of the second attack, and he decided to act. He acted in a number of ways, trying to draw the gunman's fire on himself, trying to lure the gunman out of the mosque into the parking lot, and at one point was even able to pick up one of the gunman's discarded guns and throw it through his windshield.
The suspect, 28-year-old Brenton Tarrant, published a long manifesto online, and the murders were live-streamed on Facebook. President Trump issued his first veto. It came on a measure blocking his emergency declaration at the southern border. Democrats plan to hold a vote March 26th to override the veto. This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition. Open phones as always. You can bring up anything that you want. Still to come, are libertarians turning fascist? Mark's got a story about that from Medium.com. It's Ian Rich and Mark in the studio tonight. And I do want to make sure that you know about the AMP program. John Rolstead is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier, and that means that John is supporting the show to the tune of $5 per month. And thank you for doing that. The AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you can send in that $5 through PayPal, credit card, or Bitcoin BTC. You do one of those, and we will be much appreciative. You'll get some cool bonuses and some perks that you get access to that the normal listener of the show doesn't get. Although normal listeners, you get a whole lot for free, like, you know, archives, webcam, all that stuff is all free. So please go and use those features at freetalklive.com. But if you want to go above and beyond Call of Duty, you want to help us out and help Free Talk Live get on new radio stations, we've got almost 200. We're at 194 stations right now. And we can get to 200. We can possibly do 300 or more. It's just it takes time, it takes money and effort, and that's what the AMP program helps us do. It's amp.freetalklive.com. So do like John Rolstead and join the AMP program, please. It makes a big difference for us. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue, by the way, the gentleman who was on the line who wanted to talk about Victory Gardens or whatever, the idea that he said a 10-by-10 plot is revolutionary, having your own garden. And, Mark, you wanted to counter that. Unfortunately, he dropped off the line as soon as we went to the break there. But I still wanted you to have a chance to kind of say whatever it was you wanted to say about it.
Well, I would probably take the point of view. I would take a counterpoint to what he said when he called in, because he has a point of view, right? Like, I think people should hear both sides.
You're going to overgrow the state.
I really love the passion behind people who want to do gardening as some kind of activism. I just don't think it is.
Yeah, it's not.
As somebody who wants to see...
Unless you're growing marijuana outside of the police station, then it's not activism.
Well, growing... I would disagree with that, because if you're operating as an agorist, then what you're doing is activism. It's just activism by other means. Civil disobedience isn't the only kind of activism, you know?
Are you telling me growing tomatoes in your own garden is activism? Because I'm gonna
disagree. Am I telling
you
it's activism? No, but I think growing weed in your basement and doing your best to keep it secret is activism if, as part of your business, you're spreading the word of agorism. Okay? It's always counter-economic activity.
That's a stretch.
If it becomes agorist activity, then it becomes... I mean, you didn't, when I was selling weed, my runners didn't get out of there without hearing something about economics. Mm-hmm. And
well, that's certainly you.
And how it works. Well, that's agorism, because, you know, agorism is defined as counter-economic activity, and counter-economic activity is any black market or gray market activity, which is carried out for the political purpose of promoting agorism.
Couldn't you just go around and talk to people about economics? I mean, and do as much good as talking to your marijuana distributors as about economics?
I mean, I would say no, and part of the reason is the fact that I could offer people economic advantage. It gave them a reason to actually stand there and listen to me instead of just saying piss off and go away.
Sure. I can see that.
Yeah. So let me address
the fact that I was engaged in business with these people allowed me to point out when they said, well, this is what's happening on the market. I was able to say, well, that's how markets work, and this is why that's how markets work, and this is how you deal with it.
But you doing business and spreading whatever ideas you spread, that was the moment of doing the activism, was spreading the ideas. It was irrelevant whether or not you were growing weed or growing tomatoes or whatever it was.
If I'm growing weed for the purpose of bringing people to my house for the purpose of engaging in business and
but if they were going to come for the tomatoes, then whether what it was that you were growing was irrelevant. And so just having a garden is not...
What.
By its own nature, having a garden for your own benefit, not activism.
No, it gives you a certain level of security.
Self-sustainability,
where,
maybe.
You know,
but, yeah.
If the,
well, it gives you tasty tomatoes.
Sure.
That's really worth pointing out, is that you'll never have a tomato that's so good as the tomato you grew yourself.
They're fresh. Right.
Really, really, really good. Ones you get at the store stink.
And then the other question is... are you growing your own food for economic reasons, or are you growing it because, as a countermeasure, because you think that the food you're getting in grocery stores isn't good for you? And there's a lot of people who believe that, especially people who don't like GMOs. And I don't have the scientific background.
But one thing's for sure, you're not going to overturn the farm-to-table food system by growing your own, crops. You, the one person,
well,
isn't going to do
is
that.
Terminology.
No, not just alone. That can be part of your program, but another part of your program would have to be barter or using other currencies, because every time you trade for dollars, every time you hold dollars, you're voting for the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you trade in Bitcoin or in cash or Bitcoin cash or in gold or in silver, then you're voting for the value
of
those as
you're outside
of
the system. You're outside of the old money system.
So yeah, and that's the extent. Certainly if you're growing your own food or if you're building your own house, you're depriving the state of tax money.
Well,
participating
in
the dollar economy.
Well, I'm not saying it's a good idea either. When your plan is do X, so, you know, trade in Bitcoin Cash. I like that, right? Step two is, well, I'm not sure. And step three is
profit.
Revolution. Right. There's no This isn't a plan. This is just talk. And like,
growing a garden isn't a plan.
Right, I don't believe it is.
And it's a plan.
Nor do
for
I believe agorism
eventuality.
Is in that sense, or the idea of using an alternative currency. I think that those things are good ideas, but they are unquantifiable in the idea of sort of revolutionary or evolutionary thought. It might be a step in an evolutionary process, but they are not revolutionary. What the political activists here in New Hampshire have shown is that they can do quantifiable stuff that makes people's lives freer. Whereas, the agorist thing, you can make your own life freer because you're less likely to deal with the man or corporate control or things like that. But you can't make the world freer.
But it's not just that, because you're making your customers freer. If I open up a church, in an agorist church that has a place where you can go and you can smoke vaporizers, but maybe not cigarettes, and you can smoke weed, and you can sit around and you can drink beer and talk about ending the state, then yeah, all of my customers are freer for what I've done. If I'm getting customers weed who wouldn't be able to get weed if they didn't know me, then I'm leaving my customers freer. I'm providing them with something they need outside the state. Even if I'm selling them tomatoes that I grew myself, every tax I evade, they're evading as well.
I see that point. However, they're not free in the long run, right? Like, so.
Well, they're freer in the long run if we gain independence from their economic system. There's a limit to how well we can do that. But to the extent that people abandon the dollar, that's the second way of getting inflation.
Two-thirds
people
of,
say, I don't want to hold dollars. I'm pushing dollars away from me, and I'm pulling in gold and silver. Well, that's going to reflect itself in the dollar economy as inflation.
Well, two-thirds of transactions on the planet are untaxed, untracked transactions.
Good.
You've got...
Right.
And that's just
two-thirds.
Natural. That's without any conscious promotion to speak of.
Sure. Well, the conscious promotion probably isn't going to change anything in that number. It's a big number. And
I think it will, because there's a lot of poor people out there that don't have jobs and don't know how to make money on their own. Well, they can be taught to make money, to
I'm
operate an agorist.
I don't think it's a bad
business.
Idea. But
well,
I'm
that,
saying you've already got 66%, and it's still not working.
Working in what, to what extent? I would
thrives.
Say that the state would be much more powerful if all trade was taking place through regulated
the
businesses.
The state will become much more powerful because it will begin to clamp down over time on these transactions because it exists now. The state is getting technology as other people are getting technology.
All right, there's more coming up here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I don't think there's anything wrong with doing outside the system stuff. I think it's great. Keep it up. The more you can do, the better for everybody. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Of the show. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. You may join one of those, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Just go to discord.lrn.fm to do that. Discord is our chat server, and it is where you can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners before, during, and after the show. There's people in there right now. The on-air now channel tends to be the busiest one, but there's other channels. So we've been talking off and on about cryptocurrency tonight. There's a channel all about that. There's gaming. There's a special channel for amplifiers and Patreons and subscribers on Twitter, people who support the show. So there's all kinds of stuff there. Check it out over at discord.lrn.fm. As we continue here, we'll take your calls and thoughts. Matthew is in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matthew.
Hello. Hey. So I thought of what I was missing yesterday when I called in with the Heinlein's point of view of limiting the franchise, and that was that
what franchise?
Robert Heinlein had this opinion that everybody would be taught the history and moral philosophy class, and that would be one of the things that made the difference. And the other would be that all, basically, if you take all the potential wolves and turn them into sheepdogs, that would suffice to keep people free. Again,
I'm a huge Robert Heinlein fan, but the thing is, those are certainly, I believe I'm recognizing what you're talking about as being basically the philosophy of Starship Troopers.
Yes.
So that was a set of ideas that he expressed. I wouldn't necessarily say that Heinlein believed that that was the best way, because he never publicly came out and said in in the realm of all of my hypothetical universes, the one that I think would work best is the one from Starship Troopers. And most of the themes from Starship Troopers were not repeated that strongly in the rest of his corpus.
Absolutely.
Starship Troopers was way more militaristic than anything else he wrote.
Yeah, it was.
I know. Interesting. That causes so many people
love the book.
To view it as fascistic. But there was actually something else I called for, and this is my humor of the night. Y'all have been seeing all of what's going on in Paris, right, with the Yellow Vest protesters?
They're back out. Yeah, the Yellow Vest protesters are back in the streets.
18 weeks they've been out, and they're burning it down.
Well, burned something down today.
Yeah.
They're certainly giving it the old college try, and I'm trying to figure out what these people want, and this is as far as I can figure it out. What do we want? We don't know. When do we
want
it?
Bunch of people.
Now.
Well, what they do know is they want the French president to step down. They want to, and it's a mixed bag of things because it's a mixed array of things. They do vehemently oppose the carbon tax, partially because it's a regressive tax. But so they do have some ideas in common. And believe me, if you're going out there and you're getting shot at and you're coming back, you personally have a strong opinion of what you want. Whether or not your movement is communicating that effectively to the people in America watching who don't speak French.
Some of them might just want to write down.
I hear them chanting things, but I don't speak French.
No.
So I don't know.
I mean, and we don't know. They're all individuals. Some of them might just want to go out there and cause destruction. I mean, so you don't know who you're dealing with.
It is a multi-faction movement is the other thing. I've seen people out there with yellow vests that had hammer and sickle on them. Mm-hmm. I've seen people out there with yellow vests that had nationalist symbols on them.
Which means
I've seen Illuminati eyes painted on some of them. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is an anti-banker movement. They don't like the banking system very much, and they're right not to like the banking system.
This is where libertarians get led astray all the time. They join up with these people in these protests, and then those people get some of the things they wanted, and the libertarians get nothing.
Here's one of the things I will say about this. They're all sure of what they don't want, and they don't want Macron. They want to dethrone a planet. They want to take down Jupiter.
Yeah. Well,
unfortunately, whoever replaces Macron is going to be a bad guy, too.
Yeah, that's what's
going on.
Well, to me, it's a big difference whether they completely overthrow the government or whether they just shuffle people around like you do after every election.
That'll be the
latter.
That's
a different matter. If you actually take down the government, then there's a chance of reclaiming, getting information from that government, publishing what they've been up to, publishing what they know about what the United States has been up to. That's something I would really love to see.
Let's go. Thanks, Matthew, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Oh, yeah. I just want to say that. Most of the political movements are actually happened by few. And a couple of people. For example, like our state.
Okay.
It's only like 30, 50 people in our state for our population that does anything. That president, how many?
You're saying there's only a few activists that spark movements. You're saying it only takes a few people to get a fire started.
Hundreds of activists in a given state, usually. Maybe thousands.
We've got about 1,000 Republican and 1,000 Democratic activists in New Hampshire, according to some statistics published by the Free State Project before 2009, because they said we'd basically need 2,000 people to outnumber the activists of left and right with the activists of
which is why we need to get 20,000 to move here, because only about 2,000 of the 20,000 are going to be your key doers.
Well, and at any given time, I mean, especially if you're doing civil disobedience, the personal cost of doing that is so high that you can only do it for so long.
Yeah. Well, that's never going to be a sustainable thing, but I just mean general activism. You're still only going to, the 80-20 rule is always going to be in effect. So I think, Sarah, is that what you're talking about here? The fact that it's always a small minority of people who spark these movements that end up creating change?
Like what you were saying about is right about your school project. It's like that 20% does all the work, and 80% just kind of goes along.
Everybody knows this. Yeah, it happened to everybody.
Well, what I'm saying is that the core. I mean, there could be supporters. Like I'm a supporter of gun control. Okay, I talk about it.
But yeah, you're a self-proclaimed communist.
Yeah. Now, do you love Trump? Hold on a sec. Do you love Trump?
No, I'm opposed to Trump.
I mean, do you think he's bad or do you think he's really bad? I mean, do you think he's dangerous? Like he might, you know, start hurting Muslims or anything? Can you imagine him doing that?
I would have preferred Hillary Clinton. That's my, you know, that I would have preferred her over him.
Uh-huh.
But we're stuck with him, so you know, we have to live with
him. Do you think Trump poses a danger to minorities then, though? Do you think he's actually going to act against them?
I was talking about, like, the activists, the core activists.
She's terrible about answering questions, so you can try again and see if you can get an answer.
The reason I'm asking this is if you think that Trump is dangerous to people, then why would you want to disarm his potential victims so they couldn't fight back? Mm. There were 12 million people killed in the Holocaust. Well, guess what the size of the German army was at the outset of World War II? 12 million men. So if each of the victims of the Holocaust had managed to take out one soldier, they would have demoralized that outfit before it had done a third of the damage that it actually did.
Even if they took out 1 out of 10 soldiers, it would have been pretty demoralizing.
Oh, if you take out 10% of an entire military force, that force is going to suffer desertion, demoralization. And if you take out 20% is generally considered acceptable casualties on a mission,
mm-hmm.
but you don't send out your entire military on a mission and sustain 20% casualties and call yourself a winner unless your straits are really desperate.
So, Sarah, basically what Rich is saying is, do you want to disarm minorities so they can't fight back against Trump if Trump ever comes after them?
Well, you know, that's not my what our concern here in New Mexico is. You know,
you're not concerned with the rights of minorities, is what you're saying.
Well, we're concerned about all the gun violence in Albuquerque
mm-hmm.
and Santa Fe and Las Cruces.
But screw the rights of those people, right? You're not worried about it. If Trump wants to round up the blacks, you're totally fine with that because they won't be able to defend themselves with guns, right?
Well, the thing is, that's not my focus. But I start this conversation.
Well, it's not your focus, but maybe it's a good idea to take a look at that because
that's what you're advocating for.
When you give a government, when you disarm the citizens, then you know they no longer have a say in what that government does. They no longer have a hard line that they can draw in the sand.
Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. We got more time for you. Hour number 3 is on the way. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Coming up, are libertarians turning fascist? Mark's got that story from Medium.com. We'll get into it because I don't know if I agree with it, but then again, I haven't heard the claim, so we'll see what it says. Coming up here, this is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.